I'm talking with Craig Heimbigner with Too Far North Productions and Nightlife Network Northwest. Hi, Craig.
Yes, here I am.
Thanks for this time this afternoon. And you're the promoter of several recent and upcoming Panada shows that we're all really keenly aware of here in North Idaho. Earlier this summer with Graham Nash, Jim Messina, and Jeff Tweedy from Wilco. And coming up August 9th, Richard Thompson. And on August 25th, the Traveling McCoury Band. So thanks for bringing us such great musical acts. We want to hear about the upcoming shows. But first, it would be interesting to hear about how in the world you were able to bring these world-class musical acts to our 500-seat Panada Theater in North Idaho, acts that usually play much bigger venues. So what makes this possible, and how do these performers feel about performing in small-town theaters?
They've actually really, really enjoyed it. They've all really had a great experience. Thought the audiences were great, loved the room, loved the sound. You know, it is really an acoustic theater. It really does sound good in there. So that's huge to them, and that everyone's been so nice. And taking good care of them. The staff at the Panada has really stepped up. You know, none of them had ever worked with a national act before and stuff. So that this happened at all was kind of crazy. I was actually traveling in Mexico, and not like resort Mexico, like I was way up in the mountains in Guanajuato, and I got a call to do Graham Nash and sent an email out to the Panada because the Fox wasn't available, nothing bigger was available, and I thought, well, I'd worked with the Panada way in the past. I've done stuff with Karen Bowers over a period of probably 20 years, you know, like Jesse Colin Young and Toad the Wet Sprocket I brought there, Joan Baez, even more than once, I think, Norton Buffalo. So I was familiar with the Panada, but I hadn't been there since Cowboy Junkies in like 2017, 18. And so I didn't know who was running it or what was going on, but I thought, well, let's see if it's open. So Caitlin Shook gets back to me a couple weeks later, and she tells me that they'd love to do Graham Nash, but, you know, that their director was leaving, and, you know, it sounded really iffy, but it was like, okay. So we just kind of keep going back and forth, and it's not easy because I'm in Mexico and she's not. But they hadn't mapped the theater yet, which means, you know, you can't do reserved seating unless you can, you know, identify, you know, row L, seat 12. So that hadn't been done yet or anything. But they all stepped up. Yeah, they're great. And the new director, Lauren Sanders, she's been great. And Josh there, the house guy. Jim Healy, he's with you. He's put together the hospitality, made a lot of that happen so that we could, you know, take care of these guys. So they've all been real happy. They show up and, you know, even though there's one dressing room and they ask for three and there's, you know, no showers and there's, you know, but the Edgewater is right there. The, you know, rooms are easy. They love the restaurants that are close by. Been doing a lot of that. So I can't say that anybody's not had a good time. I think we're getting a really good reputation.
So it sounds like this would be something we could continue in the future, too.
Yeah, that's really my hope. And I think that getting me even out of the way and just having me find you acts and the Panada could do a lot of this on their own. But they weren't in any position to take these on when they first showed up. So I was happy to do it and just kind of, you know, get a bunch of them, get people knowing the Panada is there and that we can do this kind of thing. And we certainly can. It's been great.
Yeah.
Paul Guntner with he's actually the production guy with the festival. Yeah, and he stepped up and helped us with production and just been fabulous. So I'm just real happy.
Good. Well, feedback from someone like Graham Nash or Jim Messina, what are the benefits for them and how was their experience here in Little Sandpoint, Idaho?
Well, I told you that, their experience was great. But the way it works, though, I mean, really, when they called, you know, I work with the Fox Theater and stuff, and that's really what they were talking about, which is like 1,500 seats for Graham Nash. So the idea became, well, we would do some of these acts that, really should be in a bigger theater, but make it a more intimate experience and maybe charge a little more and you know, make up for it that way. And probably spend less on advertising because we're just doing a, you know, we're just looking for 500 instead of 1500.
Right.
So, well, so there would just, so that's how they would make up some of the money. But it does turn out to be less for them. But it's a nice experience. They're here. They, you know, they don't mind going to Sandpoint. They think that's beautiful. They're on the lake. They, you know, they're on stage talking about ducks and you know, eagles. And they're they think that's pretty cool.
Well, so, I can imagine the venue itself is a benefit for them. It's just so intimate. But one of the things that's good about a small town like Sandpoint is word of mouth. And when we all heard that Graham Nash and Jim Messina were coming, we the word got around really fast. So,
I wish that was working for the rest of them. Graham Nash sold out in about 2 hours, really, just about everything, but a random VIP package here and there. Mm-hmm. And Jim Messina just took a few days. So I kind of thought we were on a roll. But Jeff Tweedy had a lot of competition. There was a big show in Spokane with Trombone Shorty and Mavis Staples and Ziggy Marley and stuff. So I think that just sucked a lot of oxygen out of the room. And then I don't think he was as well known, although he should be. Wilco's been around for 20 years, put out 12 albums, but we had a good crowd.
That's good.
And and Richard Thompson is
so
also
let's talk about the upcoming acts, and the first one coming up on August 9th is Richard Thompson. You mentioned he has, you know, going to play at the Wilma in Missoula, which is a bigger venue, and they're almost sold out. But I wanted to just give a quote by the Los Angeles Times about Richard Thompson, because a lot of people don't know this, but the Times says, the finest rock songwriter after Dylan and the best electric guitarist since Hendrix. That's a pretty impressive statement. So tell us about him and what's coming up.
Well, he is amazing. And people who know him are just, you know, they think of him the way you think of Bob Dylan. They're just amazed. His song craft is crazy. He's just won all kinds of awards for that and been knighted for his song craft. You know, he doesn't write, you know, oh, my baby left me. He's, you know, people write papers about his music and his lyrics and stuff. Mm-hmm. So, and he can do anything on a guitar. He was a prodigy at like 18. He got signed really just for being a guitarist, because he can do jazz licks. He can do whatever. And so he's just an amazing guitarist. And then he became this songwriter that just blew people away. Mm-hmm. So people who know him know that about him. And he's been around since the early 70s.
Well, he was one of the founding members of Fairport Convention back in the 60s.
Yeah, and that was a big deal. That was a big folk rock band, and that was a thing. And then they did a period with he had a wife, and they put out several albums. But he's been solo now for quite some time. He's considered, I think Rolling Stone has him as one of the top 20 guitarists in the world. One of his songs, it's kind of a classic. It's probably one of his best known. It's 52 Vincent. It's about a motorcycle song and his redheaded girl, it's considered on a Times list of 100 best songs, you know, in the English language. That, you know, he gets that kind of stuff, and he gets those kind of awards, but he doesn't get the fame, I guess, that you would think would go with that.
Right.
It's something to see. And people who do know him are really crazy about him. I mean, there's people coming from Canada down to the Panda to see him, you know, hearing from all sorts of people.
I told a few friends about him, and they just right away told all their friends. And so a whole bunch of people are coming up from Spokane, actually, to hear this. But it sounds like it will be an eventful evening and really a surprise to a lot of people who get there about how outstanding this performer is.
Well, they won't. Yeah, he's just a great entertainer, too. He's just he's just great on stage. He's, you know, this will be a fun show. They'll have a great time. And we're just going to make it an evening with him. You know, it'll just be, you know, 90 minutes in an encore, something like that, with just him doing a solo show, and it'll all be Richard, and I'm excited. This is really something. And he's getting up there. He's in his 70s. It's not like, well, I'll catch him next time. I wouldn't go there.
Right. It's an opportunity.
And same with Jim Messina and Graham Nash, you know. Right. I can't see us just rolling them back around here very soon. If you want to see something that's really excellent, that's the one to see.
Well, and hang on just a second. I just wanted to leave that Richard Thompson thought with a quote, and it says, "This live show will be a spectacular, powered by evocative songcraft, jaw-dropping guitar playing, and indefinable spirit." So that is Richard Thompson, huh?
There you go.
Yeah, that's Richard Thompson on August 9th. And then let's move on to the Traveling McCoury Family Band. It's August 25th. Rolling Stones call them a sublime combination of rock and bluegrass, contemporary and classic, old and young, and the accolades continue just before. Anyways, they've been honored as Instrumental Group of the Year by the IBMA and with a Grammy for Bluegrass Album of the Year. The list goes on. So tell us about the Traveling McCoury Band and what concertgoers will experience.
Yeah, well, it's the same kind of thing. These are the two sons of Del McCoury who traveled with him and were in his band, plus other members of Del's band. And Del passed away recently, and so this is the Traveling McCoury's they would do their own thing anyway sometimes, not with Del, because they like to do some of that jam band kind of thing, you know, a little more string cheese incident kind of sound, a little more jam band, I guess is what you call that, and they do Grateful Dead covers and that kind of thing, and Del McCoury was very straight ahead bluegrass, but at the same time these guys won Instrumental Bluegrass of the Year or Best Bluegrass Album for with a Grammy in 2019, and they're nominated this year. I think all the members are nominated again, and plus they're nominated for their latest album too. So you know they're the real thing, and they're a lot of fun. And the way the Panada is set up, it has a big dance floor in front of it. It has all this cement that's right there, and then the stage itself is 60 inches high, so you can dance there and have no problem seeing them over the dancers either. I mean, it's the theater's great for this kind of show, and then we'll just have a party. It's just going to be a lot of fun.
Well, I can tell you one thing. Their music is tight. It's outstanding. I've been following the McCoury Family Band with Del McCoury for years, and it's probably going to knock some socks off.
Oh, yeah. These are the real guys. Yeah. This is as good as that gets.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, I just want to throw out there to purchase tickets and information about these shows, you can go to Panada, PANIDA.org. And Craig, if you have any more information about how to access these shows on August 9th and August 25th, you can throw that out right now.
Just go to Panada.org and scroll around. They're right there on the front page, I think. Just find events and just click on each one.
Right.
Take you right to tickets.
Well, you know, I just want to throw
you'll be in good shape.
Yeah. I wanted to say thank you for bringing these great musical acts to our community, because I think we're all pretty surprised all of a sudden we're getting stuff that we only hope to see someday.
Yeah, well, it just kind of came together, and we just thought we'd do kind of a series of some and get them over the summer, but I think we can continue this. I sure hope we can. That would be great that we could have a few every year, because we just got to get a good reputation, and we need a turnout for them too. So all that goes together.
It certainly does. So we can continue this great thing.
Between the festival and the Panada, make them famous.
That's exactly right. Well, thank you again, Craig, with Too Far North Productions and Nightlife Network Northwest, for bringing us these great acts and for talking with me today so we can know what's coming up.
Well, thank you so much for having me. That was really nice.
Yeah, thanks.
Appreciate it. You're very kind.
Okay.
Thank you. See you there.
Okay, thanks, Craig.
Uh-huh.